España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Llámanos para que uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informe de muchas otras opciones. 91-133-5833. Si estás pensando en hacer alguno de los máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan, te invitamos a una prueba de nivel gratuita para que lo tengas mucho más claro y sin ningún tipo de compromiso. Infórmate sobre cómo hacerla en el 91-133-5833. Los cursos trimestrales te ofrecen este programa.
Tres meses y luego, ¡pum!, ya está.
Este año no hay excusas. Apúntate ahora llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Hi, how are you? It's Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the second day of the week. And here we are with our Drive Time program. We have lots to talk about today, lots to cover here on the Drive Time Show. We're going to look back at history. We're going to go back and take a look at the Lone Ranger. Do you remember the Lone Ranger? Well, the Lone Ranger debuted on this day. The story of the Lone Ranger, Hi-Ho Silver. The Lone Ranger would debut on the radio on WXYZ. Great name for a station. Great name for a radio station, WXYZ, on this day in 1933. And we'll talk a little bit about that classic story, that classic radio story. Also, technology. And we have some news about a camera. Is it possible, Tino? Is it possible? Es posible. Puede ser. Is it possible that a video camera can record into the past?
Ooh.
I don't know if it's possible to record things that haven't even happened yet. That's what I'm talking about. That's what apparently this new camera called the Rotor is being able to do. They're calling it a time machine, and we'll find out why here on the Drive Time Show as we take a look at that. We also have grammar, pronunciation, challenges, and so much more. We got plenty to talk about, plenty to cover. So let's get things started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time. With Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Tuesday. It's the second day of the week. And we certainly have lots to talk about today on the Drive Time Show. Lots to cover. Lots to discuss on the program today. And we will begin, however, with an interactive section. Right? The way we always do, como siempre, with an interactive section. That's right. Let's begin with today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Tweet. That's right. Now, the Twitter translation, the way this works, I'm going to give you, well, I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish. Yo en español y tú luego, pues eso, en inglés. You can write in English. And if you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller. O lo que viene siendo IM Kilemillar.
Yes, that's right. SOS, that's right. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. You can participate in today's show live with me and write in and tell me how to say the following. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? La superficie está demasiado áspera. La superficie. La superficie está demasiado áspera. How would you say that? How would you say that? Let me know. Tell me how to say it in English. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but right now let's take a step into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. The warm-up gym.
That's right. We're in the warm-up gym, and we are going to start with a little bit of translation. As always, right? Como siempre. As usual. In the warm-up gym, a few sentences of translation. And, of course, I want you to give me the sentence out loud. I want you to give me the sentence in English out loud, en voz alta. Okay. I'm actually, to be honest, I'm struggling to get my book open. What a strange book. What a strange book. The way the binding is on this book is a bit odd. Anyway. Okay. A few sentences of translation en voz alta. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Tengo las manos mojadas. We say, my hands are wet. Tengo las manos mojados. No estoy de acuerdo con tu forma de hacer las cosas. Es que no estoy de acuerdo.
¡Qué tortura!
Yeah. I don't agree with your way of doing things. I'm sorry. I have to admit, the book I'm using, look at this. Look at this book. Now I'm showing Tino, if you could see what is happening in the studio. I have a book with a cover that is about, I'm not exaggerating. The cover of the book is about a meter and a half long. And it's folded. Está doblado. It's folded into a very elaborate, look, into a very elaborate cover.
Esto es un escándalo.
It is. And so it folds four times, and someone folded it up wrong. And as a result, I couldn't get the book open. All right? So anyway, the sentence today, to be honest, I've lost the sentence. Let's do another one. We're going to do another one because I'm completely lost in this book. Mi jefe tiene un acento británico. Boop, 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 boop. My boss has a British accent. That's not, well, it's sort of true. I have a lot of bosses, right? One of them has a British accent. My boss has a British accent. Okay. Number three. Se te cayó. Se te cayó. You dropped it. Yeah. What happened? I don't know. You dropped it. Se te cayó. You dropped it. You dropped it. Okay. Me encanta. This one is not entirely true, but me encanta mezclar bebidas. I love to mix drinks. Me encanta. Es que me encanta. I love to mix drinks. Number four, no sé cómo ahorrar dinero. I don't know how to save money. No sé cómo ahorrar dinero. I don't know how to save money. Money, money, money. We don't say money. Money, yes or no? Money. I don't know how to save money. Number five, siempre estás cambiando las reglas. You're always changing the rules. Siempre estás cambiando las reglas. You're always changing the rules. This next one, oh, Tino, es que hay polvo en todas partes.
Fíjate.
Yeah, es que hay polvo en todas partes. There's powder everywhere. En todas partes. There's powder, powder, powder. Not powder, but pow. There's powder everywhere. En todas partes. No cambies de canal. Pero por favor, ¿eh? No cambies de canal ahora. Don't change the channel. No cambies de canal. Don't change the channel. Number nine. ¿Cómo puedes beber tanta cerveza? No sé. How can you drink so much beer? Tanta cerveza. How can you drink so much beer?
Mind yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mind yourself. How can you drink so much beer? Okay. Quiero cerrar esta cuenta y abrir otra. I want to close this account and open another one. Yeah, I want to close this account and open another one. No he tenido una vida fácil. I haven't had an easy life. I wouldn't say that. Well, I've had a good life so far. Easy? I mean, nobody's had an easy life. It's as difficult as you can make your life challenging if you choose to accept challenges, right? I haven't had an easy life. Finally, this is our bonus question. Last but not least, ¿qué va a pasar? ¿Qué va a pasar? What's going to happen? ¿Qué va a pasar? Pues no sé. I don't know. What's going to happen? Okay. All right, there you go. So hopefully we're warmed up now. Are we all warmed up, Tino? We're all warmed up. Tino himself is warmed up. And we're going to go ahead, though. And, hey, why don't we take a look? Actually, no, instead of vocabulary, we're gonna push forward, everybody. We're going to go ahead and... let's take a look at today's expression of the day. Expression of the day. It's time for our expression of the day. And our expression today is channel surfing. Well, it's kind of a term. It's kind of like in Spanish you say hacer zapping, right? In English we don't say to do zapping. People say, oh, but that comes from English. But no, we don't say to do zapping or anything like that. We say to do channel surfing or to channel surf. Hacer zapping cambiando de canales, right? Changing channels. To flip through the channels. Changing the channels. Okay? And that's something that I think people do less of now. Because it used to be... Right. It used to be that you had to watch what was on, you know? And, you know, if something wasn't on, if you turn on the TV and you say, I wonder what's on. And you'd see what's on. You'd see what is broadcasting. We'd say, oh, let's see what's on. Change the channel. I don't like that. And you would go through the channels. And if it wasn't on, well, tough luck. But now... TV is more and more on demand, right? You can say, well, I want to watch Netflix. I want to watch a movie. I want to watch a series. And things tend to be available when you want them, which is a pretty cool idea. But I think it probably lends itself to people watching more, to people not being patient, which I think is a problem. I think people have lost their ability to wait for things and their ability to say, well, now is not the time. I have to be patient. If I want to watch that show, I'm going to wait and watch it later. If I want to enjoy this, if I want to eat this meal, I have to cook it or I have to have it, you know. We get obsessed with this immediacy. Music is consumed in a different way. You know, people don't listen to full albums the way they used to. They listen to MP3s. They listen to bits of songs, parts of shows, parts of series. And we don't have an attention span. And I think that's a problem. I do. I think it's a bit of a problem. Anyway, let's push forward. How about a challenge? This is one we do every day. How about today's interrogative challenge?
Interrogative challenge.
All right, everybody, the interrogative challenge. The interrogative challenge. It is that time. I'm going to give you the answer to a question. You ask me the question that I've already answered.
Yo la pregunta y tú... Bueno, yo la respuesta y tú luego la pregunta, ¿vale?
Okay. Number one, he broke it last night. When did he break it? When did he break it? When did he break it? Number two. They're expecting us at 10 p.m. What time are they expecting us? What time are they expecting us? Number three. I'm going to Paris tomorrow. Where are you going tomorrow? Hey, where are you going? A dónde va? As they say in Jaén. A dónde va? Where are you going? Where are you going tomorrow? Number four. That idea was Jennifer's. Whose idea was that? ¿De quién fue esa idea? Whose idea was that? Number five. I use the elevator on the left. Which elevator did you use? Hey, which elevator did you use? I used the elevator on the left. Number six. You should keep it for 3 days. How long should I keep it? How long should I keep it? All right, number seven. I used a fire extinguisher to put... What did you use to put out the fire? Oh, a fire extinguisher. Use a fire extinguisher. Okay, number eight. Number eight, everybody. The answer is the parts were shipped 2 days ago. When were the parts shipped? When were the parts shipped? Well, they were shipped 2 days ago. Number nine. I'm planning to see him next week. When are you planning to see him? When are you planning to? When are you planning to see him? Number nine, my father has been ill for 3 months. How long has your father been ill? How long has your father... Oh, he's been ill for 3 months. Okay, finally, number 10. Last but not least, everybody, number 10. He didn't come to class... Because he was ill. Why didn't he come to class? Why didn't he? Why didn't he? Why didn't he come to class? Oh, he didn't come to class because he was ill. Very good. All right, well done. Well done, everybody. Good job. Good job. You know, that is a challenging exercise. I will admit, it is a challenging exercise. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. But if you work with that every day, if you practice, as we say, practice makes perfect, right? If you practice with it every day, I promise you can gain agility with the interrogative form, right? Little by little, working with that. And remember, you can get this show on ebox.com. You can download a podcast of today's show, and you can practice with it over and over until you can form those questions correctly. Now, a section that we haven't done lately, we haven't done for a long time, is our technology section, Tino. It's been a long time, right? And Tino says, oh my gosh, Kyle, I would love to do that section. We need to hear about technology. How about that? Let's take a look at technology today.
Technology today.
Well, that's right. Technology today. And today we have news from the CES. This is the technology show, one of the big technology events of the year, the CES show, about a time machine camera. We don't say camera. A time machine. Could it be true? A camera that somehow films the past? Ooh. Well, it could be true. They're saying a wearable camera is in development that allows users to record events that have already happened. Now, this camera is called the Roder, and it's being presented. It's being pitched, P-I-T-C-H-E-D, pitched, to present, as having time machine powers thanks to its ability to start recording 10 seconds before the record button is pressed. And you say, but Kyle, how is that possible? How can it record before you press the button? Now, the idea here is to let owners capture unexpected events, right? Inesperados, right? Unexpected events that would otherwise have been missed. Now, it's being developed by a Dutch company, and they demonstrated the prototype device at the trade fair last week, the big CES trade fair. And the time machine camera, basically what it does is it's constantly buffering video. So there's video that's coming in, it's sort of seeing this, and it's constantly buffering the video. So when you press a button, it saves the previous 10 seconds. And so basically you're able, that's a pretty cool idea, right? Pretty cool. They say, hey, you know, something great just happened. I want to film it. But the camera has been essentially kind of recording and deleting all the time. And then when you press the button, it keeps the last 10 seconds and then keeps recording into the future. So this is a pretty cool idea, I think. Now, the time machine automatically connects to your phone and it transfers the video without storing it on the device. And it does not upload it or process it to a cloud for any sort of artificial intelligence analysis. I want to believe that last sentence, but I hope it's true, because I do worry about things like this, having a camera that's basically on the whole time. And it makes me wonder, what big company is behind this? What big company is here, that's going to gather this information? But they say, well, it's not uploaded to any cloud or any other place. So who knows? It's interesting technology for sure. So there you go. A camera that films into the past. That's a pretty cool idea. And in the coming days, we will explore some of the announcements and some of the developments from this CES technology trade show that has been going on and took place recently. Okay. But I just want to remind you, we just have a minute before we take our first break here on the Drive Time Show, that I want you to stick around after the show, the 1 hour edition of the Drive Time Show today. We're going to have a special program. Well, we've been doing it for the last few weeks, but we have started a new show, the Inglés Online TVE program, where I will follow the contents from Televisión Española, from Channel 2, from La Dos. And you can find the show every morning at 7:30, and I will be reviewing the content of that program live right here on Vaughn Radio every afternoon. Claro que sí, hombre. Exactly. Every day, right here at 7 o'clock. So that'll be coming up. We have another half hour, though. We have lots to talk about, including the response to today's Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? La superficie está demasiado áspera. Ooh. ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? How'd you say that in English? Let me know how to say it. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But I have to take a really quick break, everybody. I'll be right back. So don't touch that dial.
Love you, babe.
Oye, Carolina, para despedirme en el correo, ¿cómo es un saludo? ¿Cómo se dice un saludo en inglés?
A ver, no es un correo muy informal. Pon regards y ya está.
¿Cómo? ¿Regards? Ay, madre, me tengo que poner las pilas con el inglés, ¿eh?
Mira, de verdad, llevas desde que te conozco diciendo que tienes que aprender inglés. Y a estas alturas no deberías perder más trenes. Igual, para cuando pase el próximo, ya es demasiado tarde.
En el mundo de los negocios, el éxito no depende de la suerte. La clave es saber ver las oportunidades y aprovecharlas. Así que no dejes pasar esta oportunidad porque te lo vamos a poner muy, muy fácil. Hasta el 17 de febrero tienes la posibilidad de hacer el Máster Vaughan de inglés para ejecutivos con un precio especial. Lo repetimos por si acaso. Uno de los más prestigiosos máster en inglés profesional con profesores especializados de Business English a un precio único. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
All right, the expression we're going to learn today is over the last 3 months, que significa en los tres últimos meses. Now, let's practice this together with the present perfect. Ask him what he has done over the last 3 months.
What have you done over the last 3 months?
Now, I want you to say, what have you done over the last 3 months? The.
What have you done over the last 3 months?
The.
The. Last 3 months.
What does she want to know?
She wants to know what I have done over the last 3 months.
Very good. What have you done over the last 3 months?
I have been working over the last 3 months.
Very good. Ask her if she has been to Russia over the last 3 months.
Have you been to Russia over the last 3 months?
No, I haven't been to Russia.
¿Y tú qué has hecho en los tres últimos meses? Si no has hecho nada por tu inglés, ahora es el momento. Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales 100% método Vaughan. Clases 100% orales en grupos reducidos. La matrícula ya está abierta para todos los niveles, así que no pierdas ni un segundo más e infórmate ahora en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Vaughan presenta La Píldora del Inglés.
¿Está lloviendo?
Is it raining?
Ella está de pie.
She's standing.
Él no está sentado.
He isn't sitting.
No estamos hablando de eso.
We aren't talking about that.
Están hablando inglés.
They're speaking English.
¿Estás hablando conmigo?
Are you talking to me?
Es para nosotras.
It's for us.
No estoy hablando por teléfono.
I'm not talking on the phone.
No están a su lado, de él.
They aren't next to him.
No estás delante de ello.
You aren't in front of it.
¿Estás delante de mí?
Are you in front of me?
No, no lo estoy.
No, I'm not.
¿Está él a su lado de ella?
Is he next to her?
Sí, lo está.
Yes, he is.
¿Están detrás de nosotros?
Are they behind us?
No, no lo están.
No, they aren't.
¿Está ella delante de ellos?
Is she in front of them?
Sí, lo está.
Yes, she is.
¿Estás escuchando música?
Are you listening to music?
No, no estoy escuchando música.
No, I'm not listening to music.
Estoy escuchándote a ti.
I'm listening to you.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Llámanos para que uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informe de muchas otras opciones. 91-133-5833. Los cursos trimestrales te ofrecen este programa.
Tres meses y luego, ¡pum!, ya está. ¡Qué fácil!
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo tres meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. GrupoVaughan.com.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome to the second half of the Drive Time Show. We got lots to cover today, lots to talk about in the second half of our Drive Time Show. And the way this works, well, we've been doing some interactive sections. Today, the interactive question that we had, our Twitter translation, right, Tino? The Twitter translation. It's one of the more popular moments here. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? La superficie está demasiado áspera. ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? Write in. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. Tell me how to say that. Because we're going to give you another minute. We'll give him a couple more minutes, right, Tino? Because I think we had a phone message. Do we get a phone message, Tino? Sometimes people write in and, you know, they ask questions for the show. And other times people actually call in and leave a message on our voicemail. And Tino's saying that we have a message today. So let's hear that message.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail for Drive Time with Kyle Miller on Vaughn Radio. Unfortunately, I can't answer the phone right now, so please leave a message at the beep. You can also contact me by emailing by request at GrupoVaughn.com. You can reach...
Hey Kyle, it's Earl McConaughey. Remember me, man? We used to go down there shooting range. We'd shooting them cans off there, them Labatt blue cans, man. I remember that was some crazy days, man. We used to go up there fishing down by the river, caught some trout. I mean, man, we used to fry them shit up in the frying pans. Those were good, man. They did oil splatting everywhere, man. I miss them good old days, man. Well, I heard you're doing a show called Drive Time. I know you used to love to drive, so I guess you talk a lot about driving, and you know me. Well, I got like 27 cars. Well, they're not full cars, you know, pieces of cars. But if you ever want a car expert to come on by, you know, Drive Time, you know, I can be your co-host, man. Give me a ring. We'll make this happen.
Okay, that was kind of strange. That was a bit of a redneck, a bit of a southern United States accent. I'm not going to say redneck accent, but a southern U.S. accent. He said his name was... He said his name was Earl McConaughey. Earl McConaughey. And he said, well, yeah, I've... he said, I know you like cars, and as you know, it's the Drive Time Show, but as you know, I know a lot about cars, he said. And I can come to the show to talk about them. I have cars. Some of them are running and others are in pieces. Okay. Earl McConaughey. And that's something that I see a lot less of in Spain. Or I think it's a question of rural. It's not a question of country, is it? It's a question of rural versus city. No, Tina? Wouldn't you say? En el pueblo. En los pueblos de España también se hace, no? You do your own repair, auto repairs, right? Would you say, Tino? Do you know how to fix your own car, Tino? See, I don't either. I'm kind of ashamed. I wish I knew more. But I have friends in my hometown who are very good with cars. They're very handy. And they're very handy. And when they have problems with their cars, they fix it themselves. And they have garages or they have friends with garages in their yards and they can fix them up. But I kind of wish that I were able to do that. I kind of wish that I knew how to fix up cars a little bit better, because you could save a lot of money. And also think it's a very respectable thing to know how to do, right? Anyway. Let's take a look at our Twitter translation. The sentence today, la superficie está demasiado áspera. La superficie. Okay? Let's see what people are saying on Twitter. Okay? We have Sorginak. Hace tiempo. It's been a while since I've seen Sorginak on here. But Sorginak writes in and says, the surface is quite rough. Now, demasiado. Demasiado áspera would actually be too, the surface is too rough. The surface is too rough. You'd better be careful not to fall off the skateboard, otherwise you'll get your skin severely scratched. The surface is too rough. And Juan Antonio says, the surface is too rough. Very good. The surface was too rough. Well, Maria, but it is. Está demasiado áspera. The surface is too rough. Now, Ruben says the surface is so rough. If you say it is so rough, and I practiced this with students this morning, es tan áspera que, no sé qué. It's so rough that, it's so rough that I scratched my fingers. It's so rough that I hurt myself. It's so hot in the studio that it's so hot that I've been sweating for hours. It's so hot that we couldn't play tennis. And then the opposite, right? Tino loves tennis, as we know. Tino, how often do you play tennis, Tino? Every week, every day. He said every day, every single day. He says, I can't. Tino does not go to sleep if he hasn't played tennis that day. Que no puede, right? He loves tennis. He lives for it. Yeah, there he is. A tope. Tino. Yeah, he lives for tennis. So, but sometimes in the summer, he says, it was so hot that I couldn't play tennis. It was such a hot day that I couldn't play tennis. So the difference between so and such is very important. It was such a hot day that we couldn't play tennis, or I couldn't play tennis. The day was so hot that I couldn't play tennis. And then demasiado, too. It's too hot. The day is too hot to play tennis. Too hot. Demasiado is too hot to play tennis. Okay, so there you go. Okay, so back to our sentence, the surface is too rough. Demasiado. Es problemático. It's not the same as saying it's very rough. It's too rough. It's problematic. It's too rough. Okay, now, I want to do a little bit of grammar, Tino. It's time for some grammar. I know, people say, but Kyle, you know, we do grammar all day on other programs, but yes, it's time for a little bit of grammar today. I want to practice comparisons using times, using the word times, okay? And for example, if I say, My house is 80 square meters. But Tino's house is 160 square meters. 80 and 160. So we'll say Tino's house is el doble. It's twice as big as mine, right? It's twice as big as. Now, what if my house is 50 square meters? Imagine my house is 50 square meters, but Fitz, ooh, Fitz's house is 150 square meters. His house is three times as big as mine. Three times as big as. So think about this as big. Think about the mastering the interrogative. We did that earlier, the mastering the interrogative. If I say my house is 50 square meters, the question would be, how big is your house? Right? How big is your house? Well, it's three times as big as Kyle's, or Fitz's house is three times as big as. So that word big would appear in our question. Okay? So, another example. We ran 3 miles, and they ran 9 miles. So using the comparison, we could say they ran three times as far as we did. They ran three times as far as we did. Okay. Her battery lasted 4 years. His battery lasted 2 years. Her battery 4, his battery 2. So, el doble, right? So her battery lasted twice as long as. Because the question would be, hey, how long did your battery last? How long did your battery last? Well, it lasted twice as long as his. Or her battery lasted 4 years and his battery lasted 2 years. So her battery lasted twice as long. His battery only lasted half as long. Okay? I drove for 16 hours. 16 hours from Atlantic Canada to Montreal. It's about 16 hours. I drove 16 hours. Actually more than that. It's 20. From Halifax, Nova Scotia to Montreal, it takes 20 hours to drive. So imagine, I drove for 20 hours, but my brother drove for 10. So the comparison using the word times or twice, you say I drove twice as much as he did. You could also say I drove twice as long as he did. I drove twice as many hours as he did. Now imagine if I say I drove 1,000 kilometers and he drove 500 kilometers. I drove twice as far as he did. I drove twice as far as he did. Okay, let's try another example. We read 3 books. They read 10 books. Sorry, they read 30 books. Better, right? We read three books. They read 30 books. They read 10 times as many books as we did. They read 10 times as many books as we did. Wow. Impressive. Okay. So this is an important structure for making a comparison. And the key words that you want, if you want to make the comparison, like, we read 10 times as many books as many as, we're going to use the structure. You can go back to the question. Think of the mastering the interrogative exercise and say, how many times more book? How many times? Well, twice as many. How many, 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 many? 10 times as many books as, right? So it's a good exercise. And if you don't understand the exercise, listen to the podcast again or the show. Go back and practice with it until you get it right, until you can form until you can form the comparison correctly, okay? It is a tricky structure. It causes trouble, okay? But let's move forward. I want to take a look at history. We try to do this every day, don't we, Tina? We try to go back in time a little bit. Yes, we were talking earlier about the camera, our technology section, this camera that essentially films back in time by recording all the time and then showing you what was filmed 10 seconds before you pressed the button. That was our technology section earlier. But now I want to go back in time all the way to 1933 in a section we call Today in History.
Today in History.
History, folks, are going back to 1933, the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger would debut. It would estrenar, to begin, on a Detroit radio station. Right? It was the music of the William Tell Overture, if you remember that classic piece. And the shout of "Hi-ho, hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger debuted on Detroit's WXYZ radio station on this day. Now, this was the creation of the owner of the station, a guy named George Trendle, and a writer named Fran Stryker. They called it the Masked Rider of the Plains. Right? The plains are like the flatlands. And it became one of the most popular and enduring Western heroes, or he would become one of the most popular and enduring Western heroes of the 20th century. He was joined by his trusty steed and his trusty horse, his steed, Silver, and a loyal Indian, sadly named Tonto. But the Lone Ranger would go into battle with evil Western outlaws and Indians, arriving on the scene just in time to save an innocent child or maybe a farm wife or someone. But he would arrive and he would always save the day. Right? Now, neither of these writers, Mr. Trendle, George Trendle, who owned the radio station, or Stryker, who was a writer, neither of them had any connections or experience with cowboys, right? They didn't have any experience with cowboys or Indians or pioneers of the real West, but they didn't really care. They just wanted to create an American version of basically Zorro, right? Which is a figure very well known in Spain, of course. And rather than a sword, their version of Zorro would be the Lone Ranger, and he would have a revolver. And they didn't worry too much about historical authenticity. They didn't really care about it being accurate. They just wanted it to be kind of a cool story. The Lone Ranger, he never smoked, he never swore, he never drank alcohol. He used grammatically correct speech, free of slang. And also, and very importantly, the Lone Ranger never shot to kill. So he'd shoot his gun, but he wouldn't kill anyone. He would shoot them and injure them. Right? Now, they also had, he had his sidekick, his assistant, who was an Indian named Tonto. Yeah, that's what they called him. I'm sorry. Kind of an offensive name nowadays. But he spoke in this sort of Indian style, or what they considered an Indian dialect. And he'd say strange things like, "You betcham." Now, which is a, "You betcha," which would be a different version of "you betcha," which is an affirmation. Well, you got that right. "You betcha." But he'd say, "You betcha." So the show was not historically accurate at all, but the radio program was an instant hit. Right? It was 1933. And, you know, TV, we didn't have the option to watch TV shows. So people said, wait, the idea of a radio play, an exciting story. I mean, we had books, of course, or there were books and comics. But the idea of a radio play with all the sound effects was very exciting. Very exciting. So it was soon picked up for nationwide broadcast over the Mutual Radio Network. Over 20 million Americans were tuning into the Lone Ranger three times a week by 1939. An early example of the power of marketing tie-ins, the producers also licensed the manufacture of all kinds of products, including Lone Ranger guns, costumes, books, and a comic. So really what made it so successful, yesterday we talked about Oprah Winfrey. Yesterday on the show, I talked about Oprah Winfrey and how she became mega rich by syndicating her radio show, by essentially licensing the show. So she went to Oprah Winfrey. We talked about this yesterday. She was doing a show for the TV network for NBC, and she said, okay, instead of doing it for you, I'm going to do it for myself. I'm going to start a production company. I'm going to create my own show, and I'm going to sell you the show. And she sold the show. She licensed the show, let's say. She would pay the production cost, but she would license the show to her network, to different networks such as NBC or whoever the network was in the United States. But she would own it, and then she could, what they call, syndicate the show, where she could sell it to other stations. And it was through syndication that she got very, very rich. And the same thing with radio shows like Howard Stern in the United States. He has his own studio, he does his own show, and then he sells it to stations. He's not an employee of the station. Instead, he does his own show, and he sells it. So the Lone Ranger, the same sort of thing. These guys said, look, we're going to sell it to various channels on this mutual radio network. So by the late 1930s, it was broadcasting, three times a week by 1939. And 20 million people all across the United States were tuning in to hear the latest story of the Lone Ranger. And then their intelligence didn't stop there. They were smart, right? The creators, Trendle and Stryker, they're very smart. So they licensed the show, but then they also took out trademarks on the image they owned, right? They trademarked the image. They got the marca registrada, a registered trademark. And then they hired toy companies to produce toys, toy guns and costumes and books and comics and all this. And so they're making a lot of money off all these things around the Lone Ranger, based on the Lone Ranger radio show. And the Lone Ranger made a very, very easy, it seemed very easy, at least effortless, transition from radio to motion pictures and also television. The TV version of The Lone Ranger starred Clayton Moore as the masked man, and it became ABC's first big hit show, un gran éxito, in the 1950s. It stayed on the air until 1959, and the program helped define the golden age of television. The golden age of the TV Western, I should say. And it inspired a lot of imitations, including The Range Rider, The Roy Rogers Show, The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, and other similar Western shows. It popularized the Western genre, probably played a key role in the development of a lot of the what they called spaghetti Westerns, like the John Wayne. The John Wayne movies, many of them were filmed down in Almería, in southern Spain, right? And so it was the Lone Ranger that popularized this story, the Wild West, and the stories and TV shows and movies based on the idea of the Wild West. Now, the Lone Ranger did not, the Lone Ranger did, in fact, disappear from American TV and movie screens by the 60s. But he lived on in the popular series of comic books well into the 1970s. So there you go, the Lone Ranger. Debuting, very important for radio, very important moment for radio. The history of radio on this day, 1933. And I think a radio play is something that we should do here at Vaughn Radio. I think that would be great. Wouldn't that be cool, Tino, to do a radio play? Have different people act out, you know, roles? I think that'd be great. Anyway, there you go. The Lone Ranger debuting, right? Estrenar, to debut on this day in 1933. We're just about out of time, everybody, but I want to thank you for listening. And I remind you to stay tuned for the upcoming, for the next show, the Baugan Inglés Online. Sorry, Inglés Online TVE, everybody. It will be the show coming up in a few minutes, and I'll review the content from the next class, from class number 17 today. In a few minutes, I'll be with you for that in just a few minutes' time. So stay tuned for that. And as for the Drive Time Show, I'm done for the day, but I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great evening. I'll be right back. Bye-bye.
Tus comentarios, sugerencias, escríbenos a contacto@baugenradio.com. ¿Te da pereza eso del inglés? Pues ahora puedes venirte con un amigo, con tu vecino, con tu hermano, con tu hermana, con tu madre, con tu padre, toda la familia. Porque los cursos intensivos de Vaughan, los conocidos como trimestrales, son en grupos reducidos, pero en grupo así no te da tanto corte. Llámanos y uno de nuestros asesores expertos te informará de todo y de todas las opciones. 911-333-5833. 911-333-5833.
Hola Marty, vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y